Good morning, everyone. And good morning to you folks at home. This has been we had a most unusual Easter weekend. It was the first time in my life that we didn't have a furnace. Well, we had one furnace out of two, but one of our furnaces wasn't working from Thursday till Monday. And it's rather cool in a house this time of year. But anyways, we have heat now, praise the Lord. And it's cool outside, but we're glad that you're here today, and those of you watching at home, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. And just want to share with you a couple of things. Those of you, if you haven't registered yet for the convention on May 4th and 5th, I believe that's right, I should know, I'm on the planning team. it's $75 now, but you got to figure, you don't have to pay any hotels, you don't have to pay any airfare, nothing like that. All you do is pay for registration, and you can watch it at home, or you can come and watch it here as a group. And it's going to be a great time. We can get all the details you want, if you want to call the office or whatever. If you haven't registered, it's really easy to. We have some tremendous speakers, and basically it's already all set. They went to the facilities that have professional filming, and I think pretty well everything's done now. There'll be nothing done, as far as I'm aware of. They'll just put it all together, and we'll be able to watch it. So it's going to be interesting. We've never done this before, but thank God for people with talents and abilities that can do this kind of thing. So anyways, here's what happened. Remember last year, we were supposed to be down in San Diego at the International Convention, so they rescheduled it for this year, but now they've had to cancel it again. And so we've invited the American churches and pastors and people to participate with our convention. And again, it's dirt cheap. It's $75 Canadian for the Americans to pay, and why not? And so we've got over 200 registrants right now. I don't know how many people that is, because that's per household. Some are a lot of single, but there's a lot of whatever, how many people you have in your household, $75, you're in. And so I think it's going to be a great time. There'll be breakout groups as well. You can choose, and there's going to be time for fellowship, and we'll figure out something here. Yeah, we will. All right. But we're still on lockdown. Of course, that didn't change us. Nothing changed with us. But sometimes you think, you know, that definition of insanity, keep trying to do the same thing and get a different result, you know. But, you know, one of the things, and by the way, endurance and encouragement, this is not a works message. It's got nothing to do with you. You're going to be the benefit of endurance and encouragement. So just relax if you think, oh, I'm already having a tough time. Now I'm going to have, no, that's not, it's got nothing to do with that. It's from a totally different perspective. You know, and we, Jamie and I were talking about this, you know, it's like one of the greatest things we got to pray for is wisdom. You know, I think of Solomon, was reading about Solomon, and God blessed him abundantly because he didn't ask for anything else. He asked for wisdom. Like, how am I going to rule these people? How can I? And the same thing for ourselves. Even as pastors, we appreciate your prayers because, you know, Lord, we need wisdom. You know, Jesus didn't live by the rules. He healed on the Sabbath. You're not supposed to do that. He laid hands on leprosy. As a rabbi, that's one of the worst things you could do. You're breaking the rules. You know, one of the first time I came into this was back in 1986 when I was at the orphanage in Mexico. And so because you're a pastor, they send you everywhere. So I'm going most nights to all these little groups all around and having to preach. And of course, at the end, they you know, you always have an altar call. And so they come, and they expect you to lay hands on their head. So I'm looking at this guy's head, and I can see the lice. It's like, in Jesus' name, this thing is not going to affect me. And that was my first experience with that. And so it's like we had pastor in jail because he broke the rules. I don't know, you know. So pray for us and pray for our leadership, that God give us wisdom in knowing how to handle this and just we're trying to walk this fine line, and so far it's we seem to be doing okay, praise the Lord. Anyways, I want to tell you a story. I'm not going to run out of time, but that's okay. I can cut off quick. I was watching a game show this past week. You know, hold on to your promises and your dreams. There's a senior couple that was on there, and they have this story. They met in high school, and after high school, like, they were planning on getting together. Then, of course, this is 1966, he got called into the armed forces. And so his girlfriend's mother said, you know what, you're not going to wait for him for 4 years. And so he had given her a necklace with a pendant on it, so she says, you might as well have this back. And so he thought, well, what am I going to do with it? I got this for you. Anyways, 50 years later, 2016, they met again. And he gave her that pendant back. He carried that for 50 years. Amazing. But I love those kind of stories. Anyways, the last couple times that I spoke to you, I spoke on that words matter and how much more. And last Sunday, Shannon was sharing about throwing off our grave clothes and clothing all of the things that Christ has given us. And, that's just totally awesome. I kind of want to build on that today. So I'm going to share with you, this is already up here. Again, I have no idea, but it's up here already. So let's read this from what I want you to come away with today. I want you to, when you read Scripture, always find encouragement and endurance. It's not something you have to work out, but it's something that you're going to receive in your spirit because of the written word coming alive. And I just think I was reading this past week, this here portion of Scripture, and I thought I'd share it with you. While Peter was speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. I believe this is in Antioch. And the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Isn't that awesome? It's like, if you just place yourself back there as a Jew, you think, well, this is awesome, that this outbreaking of the Holy Spirit, the day of Pentecost, which is coming, is a tremendous thing. But then Peter goes out, and he's talking to the Gentiles, and they receive the same thing. So then Peter said, surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. Well, they've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. We might also baptize them in water. And so they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then he asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Now, that's encouraging. You know, it was encouraging for them. It was encouraging for Peter that, hey, this is so cool. This had happened to us. Now they've got it. And as we've prayed for Israel today, we realize that in Christ there is neither new Jew or Gentile. We have all that one Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. And, you know, sometimes it's a matter of perspective. So I'm going to have you do a little exercise this morning. We're just right where you're sitting. You don't have to stand up. But what I'd like you to do, I want to see how smart your right foot is. So I want you to just dangle your right foot in a clockwise circle. Put a clockwise circle, okay? Now what I want you to do is take your right hand and draw a six and see what happens to your foot. You know, in thinking of that, sometimes that's the way, you know, when we look at Scripture, it's like, I see this happening, but then I see this happening. And again, like I say, we need to pray for wisdom, even in interpreting Scripture, because sometimes things just don't appear the way they are. And so what I want to share with you this morning is, you know, why is it sometimes that we don't see receiving encouragement and endurance from Scripture? I don't know how many TV ads you watch, but the visuals don't go with the wording, especially for prescriptions. They show these guys fishing, and they show them in paradise, and they show them in the parks and all this kind of thing. Meanwhile, they're talking to you about all of the adverse effects, including death, on, you know, and it's like, okay, the picture isn't matching what you're saying. You know, there's something wrong here, and sometimes that can be that can be the way that what we're reading and what we're seeing isn't not necessarily the same. And again, we need to ask God, give me wisdom and clarity in this, and we need to meditate upon Scripture in that way. Another reason that I think we don't always find endurance and encouragement is because Scripture has been used to hammer people on the head for so long, and it's never been encouraging to get pulled through the mire all the time because we're not good enough or we're not doing good enough. And this has given me some time. I've been going through our old constitution and reading other churches' constitution, trying to format something for ourselves that's new and fresh. And one of the biggest sections I find in a lot of church constitutions is on church discipline. And it's like they got all kinds of scripture on church discipline. It's like, is that really supposed to be our main focus? I don't think so. Because you will find in Scripture basically what you're looking for. Start turning on, it helps. Or it should help. Let's have some endurance and encouragement here. We seem to have had this problem last week. Well, I'm going to read it because we are live streaming, and Proverbs 11:27 says, "He who seeks good finds goodwill, but evil comes to him who searches for it." What are we looking for? You know, and so if we're not looking for endurance and encouragement in Scripture, then what is it that we're looking for? Because whatever we are looking for, we're going to find. But life is like that, right? I mean, that's what happens. And then, you going to give it to me now? There we go. Thank you. Awesome. Are you really seeing what you're reading? Have you ever listened to somebody or you reread Scripture and thought, I've never really seen it that way before? You know, we have a couple of meetings coming up, and I was looking at both of them, and the person that sent out the email to all of the directors in both of these cases said, if you cannot attend, please respond to this email. Well, guess who all responds? All those that are attending. You're not reading it right, you know? And the reason they want to know if you can't attend is because you got to have a quorum. And so if there's too many people not attending, we're going to have to change the date kind of thing. And sometimes that's the way it is with Scripture. I've come across that. It's like, what? That's not the way I saw that before, but that's the way it is. Or sometimes we just have to think outside the box. Like, we get so patterned, even in Christianity. You know, again, my example is game shows. But, you know, let's make a deal. They'll have 10 boxes. 8 will have numbers in, or whatever it is that they're trying to do. 2 will have zonks. And it's like, there are other numbers besides 3 and 7. It's like, all right, we'll try this then. Okay. Yeah, anyways, sometimes that can be the same. We get locked in a pattern in Christianity or in scripture reading, and sometimes we just, that's why it's, we share sometimes outside of the King James and NIV, just so that you can get a fresh look at something you might have read 1,000 times in your life. And so we want to turn then further to, so there are many reasons why we don't always see scripture as encouragement and endurance, and there are many more than what I share with you. But we're going to turn to Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. All right. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. And boy, we need hope in this day and age. And we need to encourage one another in that, but also we need to find that in the scriptures, that they are an encouragement and they provide endurance for us, and then we have hope. And so he goes on to say, may the God who gives encouragement, endurance and encouragement, give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Scriptures on endurance and encouragement can also be interpreted as patience and comfort. It depends on what translation you have. And I looked up, it's the same words, but they've been translated into English a little different. But whatever, ever words you use, they mean the same. And so as you read scripture, starting today, trust that God through the scripture will give you endurance and encouragement on or patience and comfort, whatever way you want to see, so that the end result, we have hope. And so that even as we encourage one another vocally, be it on the phone as it usually is now, let's also, in the reading of our scripture, find encouragement and endurance as we read. Now, sometimes we don't find encouragement and endurance because we just only have read the scriptures that got to do with hard times. In other words, I think I got this in here. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And so sometimes when we look at it that way, we say, you know what, I already got enough trouble in my life without having some more put on. And so we you know, if that's the only way that we look that we're going to have endurance and patience, then there's just more than one way. And the one way I'm sharing with you this morning is simply that the scripture itself, by the Holy Spirit, will give you endurance and will give you encouragement. And you just have to suck it all in and breathe it in your Holy in your spirit. All right? Colossians. Okay. Sorry. Colossians. It's not 9 to 9. This is more than one scripture, one verse. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of the Lord, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. So be encouraged today as you read scripture. Endure today as you read scripture, because that's what it's going to give you. And that's something we need vitally in this day and age. May God bless his word to your hearts this morning. I'm going to ask Jamie to bring the prayer box. Will you stand with me and just reach your hands out here? We're going to believe God for miracles today. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are so many people, Lord, that need encouragement and endurance by your Holy Spirit today. There are many that need healing. There are many that need a job. There are many that need their relationship mended. Whatever the need is today, Lord, we just pray your blessing upon them, Lord. Your word says you'll fulfill the desires of our hearts. So whatever these desires are, because you have a completed work in Jesus, there's nothing lacking. We take these desires, we take these needs, we take these requests, and with thanksgiving, we thank you this morning for healing. We thank you, Lord, this morning for prosperity. We thank you, Lord, for whatever it is that people need. You are more than enough. And may you're more than enough be part of their lives today in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you for each one here and everyone watching at home. We thank you for your blessing upon each life, upon each relationship, and each family. We thank you for an awesome week in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you guys.